his friends. We are in the middle of our study of the Holy Sefer of the Maharal Gvuros Hashem. We are in the 18th chapter in Perek Yud Ches, Dibur HaMaschil V'Tovin Bazeh. V'Tovin Bazeh Dvarim Al Yonim. We should understand very elevated things. The Maharal, as always, is deeply steeped in Kabbalah, and his words must be understood in that context, but we don't fully understand because we don't fully understand Kabbalah. But that's the Dvarim Al Yonim. These Dvarim Al Yonim should be a schus for Maris Hanna Mary Baschana, Rabbi Yosef Moshe Chaim, Sarah Leah Bas Rivka, Esther Bas Naomi Sara, Yishua Meir Rachel Sara, Kai Reza Bas Dina, Yitzhak Matasio Ben Shmuel, Matasio Shmuel, Ben Shalom. So the Rav writes, V'tovim b'zeh dvarim al yonim, V'hu ki ha'uma ha'nizkeres mitad atman machzeres es ha'malchus l'be'al lehel. The Uma of Edom is the fourth Malchus, and they are machzir the Malchus to the Jewish people. After Edom is going to come Malchus Yisrael. Ki yesh l'zos ha'uma l'zos ha'malucha ha'fisa min ha'malchus me'asher imalchus nefsedes mitzad atzma. So this is a Malchus that mitzad atzma can't last. As the Maharal writes in the Ner Mitzvah, Daf Nun Vav, ki ha'malchus harviz dovik be'meheader, kasher ha'malchus azos hu sof v'keitz ha'malchus. This has this lacking because it's the end of all the Malchus. V'ya'ovud v'header l'chol ha'malchus v'kach Malchus revius dovik aherder, ki kol malchus ein dovik b'meherder, sharei gara malchus acharea. So every malchus doesn't have this lacking, this herder, like the fourth one does, because they all brought another malchus. But this one, this is the end. And this is going to be the dawn of this new period. But this is herder, as the Maharal is going to explain. Herder is nothingness, emptiness. It's not pshat that it's going to turn into nothing, into zero. Because the hanhag of the world doesn't lack malchus. The Maharal writes in the Sefer HaNetzach in Perek Chof Ches, the world needs malchus. And Memela, like because the Maharal says in Sefer Teferis in Perek Dalet, that a king is Shomer Allah Seder, so there has to be a Malchus. So what's going to happen is, it's going to go from this nothingness of the Malchus Revius, this Afisa, to the Malchus of Mashiach. Ulefikach Gorim, continues the Maharal here, Shetia Afisa Zos El Malchus Shamayim. So this nothingness is going to turn into Malchus Shamayim. And this is all to explain the Medrash, which we saw in the previous shir, Vesachazir zu Edom, v'gugar lo yigar she'eno goreres malchus achareha, v'lamegar shemachazir shemachzeres atar lebaldeh. So there's going to be no other malchus that comes after it. There are four malchios, this is the fourth and the last. And then it's going to be Mashiach. V'gugar lo yigar, it doesn't literally chew its cud, but it means in this context it's not gorer malchus. That's why chazir, Edom is chazir, because it's machzir atar lebaleh. And that's what it means. V'alam oshim har tzion, l'shpot is har esav, from har esav, kum tarayin, v'hoysa l'ashem, hamalucha, l'fikach, therefore, yish Mashiach, is yoshev yimon benedina, sherei karach v'kosher beherder shalahem, because their heyader, their lacking, their nothingness, brings this new malchus. As the Maharal says in the Sefer Ner Mitzvah, that kol ha'eder may be havaya chadash. It's a very big yisod of the Maharal. That every ha'eder, every lacking, brings this new havaya, this new existence. Moshe Yadua, there are two ways you can deal with a broken machine. You can get it fixed, or you can get a completely new machine. So getting it fixed, it's still going to have the chesronus of old. But if it's completely destroyed, you can't fix it, you get a new one. So that's what this ha'eder does. It's completely destroyed. And on that, we build something completely new. V'zeo v'sharamzu chachamim ba'agodas chelek shomer eliyol Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi heichan Yosef. And this is pshat in the Gemara in Chelek. Usually writes Perek Chelek. Here he writes Hagodas Chelek. that Eliyahu said to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Heichan Yosef? Meaning, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said to Eliyahu, where's Mashiach sitting? Amar le Eliyahu, she yoshev al Pesach ha-medina shal Machatz Revi'is. He's sitting on the Pesach. Rav Dari Shlita, the Rosh Yeshiva, Yeshiva Sakosel, has an article he wrote many, many years ago, and he also spoke it out once in a speech that I heard. I was a Talmud there for many years, that about how you always find Eliyahu ala Petach, Mashiach ala Petach. This idea of Petach is to the dawn of a new era. He's Yoshev al Pesach haMedina shel Machatz Revi'is. Sefer HaNetzach, Perek Chof Ches, Heichan Yosef apischa de Malchus Revi'is. In our Gemara it says apischa de Karta, the Pesach of the city. Herelo Heksher HaMashiach Shudovik Mechuber Ba'atzmo El Malchus Revi'is B'sof Shalem. So he's there at the end, at the Pesach, connected to the fourth Malchus. V'zeu Sha'amar apischa shel Medina Shusof Ha'ir Sheheder der Karach B'sof. It's in the Pesach of the Medina, the end of the city, which is the end. It's separate. Sofair. Because the head there is connected to the end. Favin Zaheta Vizbar Besefra Netzach Bezushemisbar Umizea Tam Haya Godal Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Shalom Bepalton Shal Melech Paro Kamosha Mashiach Yosef Epistle the Machos Reviz Kileo Sahed Shesh Benimsa Loso Chotzura Cheris Hamakuyemis Acharkach. That's the idea of Moshe Rabbeinu sitting, growing up in Paro's palace, just like Mashiach is on the Pesach of the Malchus Revi'is. Because in other words, there's this inyan of Heya there, of this nothingness, of this Malchus, and then comes something completely new, and that would be Mashiach, and that would be Moshe Rabbeinu. Because if not for that Heya there, there'd be no Tzura to fill it in, and now Moshe Rabbeinu becomes that Tzura. Vod yeshlecha lahavin ki malchus revi'is. Another hesber why Moshe was growing up in Beis Paro and Mashiach is in the Pesach of the malchus revi'is. Altanavi explained that the head there of malchus paro and malchus revi'is brings this tzura chadasha, this new form of malchus Moshe and Mashiach. Now he's going to explain that dvarim nivdalim and pnimim come out from dvarim hachomrim. And the Ksav Yad sounds very similar. Shin Pei Gimel, brought down by the Ma'adir of the Ma'aral of Hartman Shlita, he says as follows: A hefresh, says the Ma'aral, shebein perish zeh ubein a perish arishon ki betchila amarnu ki malchus hamashiach miskash shel malchus revi'is v'pnei ki heder shel malchus revi'is hu asibah shetavu malchus mashiach ki ba'avud ibud zeh yavu zeh ule perish hazeh ha'ino kach. El bnei sha malchus sheish ba'olam tisala mitoch ha malchus ha-reviyas el malchus shu b'yosef madrega v'u malchus ha-mashiach nimtza shki ha malchus sheish ba'olam tisala mitoch ha malchus ha-reviyas. So according to the first Mahalach, the first malchus is Heyader, Edom is Heyader, and on that we're going to build this new tzura. When they're lost, when they're completely zerified, when they're zapped, then we have this new malchus. But according to the second parish, it's not like that, but rather that from Dvarim HaChomrim come Dvarim HaNivdalim, so it's going to grow out of the Malchus Revi'is, Malchus Mashiach. Chenetz Moshe Rabbeinu. So he's growing out of base power. So let's see now inside in the Ma'aral here, in the Sefer HaGvuris. V'od yeshchol ha'avim ki Malchus Revi'is b'schatshusa, b'schatsha, k'mo sh'ayi b'yitzis Mitzrayim, sh'ischum m'mshalas Yisrael, sh'lo'ayi ha'malchus kodim zel Yisrael, lo'as it so, just like that we never had a Malchus before Mitzrayim, then we came out and then we had our own Malchus. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Melech, as we see in many sources. We've had Shirim on this also. Ula'asid Malchus HaMashiach Tchadis Malchus Chadashi Yotzim HaMalchus HaRishon HaShalifnei Zeh. Why does Mashiach come out of the previous Malchus and Moshe Rabbeinu out of Paro, the Malchus of Moshe out of Malchus of Paro? V'zeh ki Malchus Yisrael HaKadosh Sheish La Madrega Lokis Pnimis. The the Malchus of Yisrael that has this godly Pnimius Dika Madrega, the spiritual Madrega, like writes in numerous places on Malchus David, how Ruchni it is. Hitzomachas mitoch Malchus Bilti Kedosh, it grows from within this unholy Malchus. Shekein roi le Malchus sheyesh le mala lokitz mala Pnimius. Because it's roi for a Malchus that has this godly Mila to also have this Mila Pnimius. To have this deeper Mila. So to explain a little bit more, we'll go a little bit into the footnotes. Numerous times the Maharal says that Malchus Beis David is a Malchus Elokis. Like he writes later on in Perek Zayin, Malchus Beis David, Hashem Yisbarach Wurtz, B'Malchus El Hanegis Yisrael, U'Vizchus An Hagaz Os Elokis, Amevi El Hashlemus, Hashem Yisbarach Manigos Em El Hashlemus, Gam Kein Laviyam El Beis HaMikdash. So this Malchus Beis David, Hashem wants this Malchus to lead the Jewish people, and the Zchus of this An Haga that brings to Shlemus, Hashem is leading us to the Shlemus, to the Beis HaMikdash. Malchus Beis David, he writes in Netzach Perek Lamed Hei, U'Malchus Eloki, Lokomok Shar Malchus Shuch Shalchol. The other ones are Chol, Perek Nantes, Hamachos Sher Nimshach, Hamachos Kedosh, Kama Machos Beis David, Machos Anim Sheches. So he writes elsewhere. Now here he's talking about Machos of Moshe. Machos of Moshe is not Machos Beis David. Here he writes it as a Majrege Elokis Pnimis. So that's Machos Beis David. That's going to be Mashiach's site. But what about David, Moshe? Pshat is that like the Medrash the Mechilta says that until David was chosen, all Yisrael were Royal Malchus, and that is why Moshe Rabbeinu is Roy. Because until David was chosen, it was open for everybody, and Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who took it. Even though he's from Shevet Levi, Malchus Beis David is Malchus Beis David. So says the Maharal Diskin, brought in the Sefer Masis HaMelech, Shmos Paragimel Pasuk Hei, Ve'yomer al tikra v'lom shal nalecha me'al reglecha ki amako mishter omid al avad maskodeshu. Says the name of the Maharal Diskin. To explain the Gemara in Zvachim, Moshe wanted Malchus and they didn't give it to him. Because it's al tikra v'lom ve'yna lom el Malchus. And he explained why he wanted Malchus, because now he needed it in order that he should be able to take off his shoes while sitting. Without Malchus, you can't sit, because the Makom is Ka'admas Kodesh, Kedushas Zara. Ve'en Yeshiva Bazara L'Malchus Beis David. So to Mem Aleph, he needed to sit. And the only way you can sit is if you're in Malchus Beis David. So he was being Mavakish that Malchus. So, hi, he's not Beis David. The answer is that Moshe Rabbeinu was Mavakish Malchus Beis David. Because until it was given to David, he can also be Malchus Beis David. So he also has this Majrega Lokis Pnimis. He continues, Shekein roi le Malchus sheyesh lo malakos mala pnimis, and we see that in the Chedushei Agados le Rosh Hashanah, ki mitzad madregas hamalchus yesh madrega gedola uprat melech Yisrael, kmo Shlomo shomer v'yeshev al kisei Hashem, sheyamolech al yonim al techtonim, sheroi lev mitzad hamalchus madrega pnimis. You have this madrega pnimis of being able to be molech al elyon v'al techtonim, the upper worlds and the lower worlds. Says in the Gemara in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Ches Amid Beis, Melech V'Tzibur, Melech Nichnas Tchil V'Din. Rashi says that why does the king go in first? When Hashem has done them, first the king goes in. My time, the Gemara explains why. It's not nice to keep the king outside. Maral says in the Chedush HaGodes, because the Madreig of the Melech is Pnimi. He's Karov El Mishpat Hashem Yisbarach. And therefore it's not fitting for him to be on the outside. And therefore, he comes in first. And in Derech Chaim, he writes, Perek Dalet and Shulchav Gimel, Lav Rochel Lamalka Lameka Mayabroi, Ki Amelch Ufi Madrigasu Malasu Karva Lashem Yisbarach Vakarva Vakodim Ludin. So he's in this Madrega Pnimis. If you're in the Madrega Pnimis, you're godly. That's the Madrega Lokis Pnimis. And that's what Malchus Yisrael's Kedosh, it's right from the Madrega Lokis Pnimis. Because it's right that if it has the mile of being a locus, it has the mile of being Pnimis. It says in the Gemara and Sota, Yeramit Beis, that any Kala who's modest in her father-in-law's home, she has Malachim and Avim coming from her. And it says in the Chedusha Agadus, Bava Basra, Ki Atznius Mevi HaMalchus, Shehu Madrega El Yona, Ki Lefi Madrega Satznius, Shu Tzanua V'Nistar, Magia La Madrega El Yona, She Madrega Tznua V'Nistaris Min HaKol. Tznius brings kingship, which is the highest level. Because Lefi Madrega Satznius, when a person is Tzanua, they bring to the Madrega El Yona. That's why it's good to be Tzanua, you get the highest. It says in the Gemara in Brachas, somebody who's Ma'atzali Bibikta, who's davening in this valley, is Chutzbedik. Why? Because if you're in a Mokum Tznius, if you're in a close place, you have Emes HaMelech. So Emes HaMalchus is Mokum Tznius, Mokum Pnimius. That's where the Malchus is. Continues here the Ma'aral, Shken Roy LaMalchus, Shesh LaMalah, Lokitz Malah Pnimius. It has this deeper level, this tsanuadika level, this holier level, this higher level. I'll take out fire from within you. What does this mean? So Kedusha is like this fire that comes out of another fire and it burns everything. It doesn't say it comes out of another fire, it says it comes out from within you. This is the Medrash that we had in the previous shiur. It says Vativyeu Lubas Paro Haisa Bas Paro Menashekas Umechabechas Umechabevas Otokili Bana. She would kiss him, she would hug him, she would love him as if Moshe was her child. Vahisa Motsiasami Platin Shomelech. She wouldn't take him out of the palace of the king. Fisha Yafa Komasab Naros, because he was beautiful, everyone wanted to see him. Mishay Re Loya of Mavir Atzmoel, a person looked at him and they couldn't pass by. By a Paro Menashko Machapko, Paro would kiss him and hug him. Bunotel Kisro Shapar Masima Rosho. Moshe said, Lassus Lok Shia Gadol. Shia Gadol. And he used to take the Kesser of Paro and put it on his head. Like he was going to do when he was a Gadol. Like Hashem said to Chiram. So from within you have this fire. That's what the Maral says here. I'm going to take out this fire from you, because this kedusha is nimshal to fire. It's compared to fire. So out of this dover, that's chomri gofni, kufni. Out of this very physical thing comes something very spiritual. Aspire. HaTorah misyacheses le'esh, the Maral says. Esh dak v'zach ha'chomer. Dat sichli mimino esh daslamo. HaTorah nikris esh. L'pshitus v'dakus ha'seichel sheva. So this is a Kabbalistic idea, philosophical idea, one of the two, neither of which I understand. That the fire is a davar dak, is this very sublime matter. You can see that fire is something spiritual. It doesn't even have anything you can put your hand right through it. It doesn't have any solid form. So Yitzias HaKadusha, which is like Eish, is going to come out of a Davrachol, it's going to burn everything. Says the Maral in the Sefer at the Ferris in Perak Mem Zayin, Vahikisha Mechemes HaKol Mitoch HaChoshech Biur Zeh Ki Afshe B'cholin Emtsoim Dovik Hedr Shnekru Choshech Voltorei Enei Hedr Dovik Ba. I call Yotze Mitoch HaChoshech. There was darkness, but the Torah comes out of it, even though normally Choshech is Heyader, Melashon Chasach, to hold back. Choshech is Heyader. But here it's not, because the Torah, between Torah, there isn't Davik Hey, there's not Davik B'Torah. And that's how you know that Torah is Sichlis, and it's Goveris Ala Heder. First you have the klipa, and then the pri goes within the klipa, and then when the pri is finished, nifsida klipa mikoch gidol pri, you have this madrega pnimis, which is the pri, and that comes out of the klipa, and that's the pshat Moshe Rabbeinu coming out of Paris Palace, and that's pshat Melech HaMashiach coming out of the Medina of Edom. If it wouldn't come out of a davar chomri, then it wouldn't have a madrega pnimis, because pnimis is that it's hidden within something, so it has to come out of some sort of chitzonius, that it's from which it's hidden within. And this is for those who understand this concept, that the spiritual, the holy, the deeper, the internal, comes out of something very physical. The Olam Haz is an Olam Gashmi, the Ikron Olam Haz is not the Seichel. Seichel is a Dover Bilti Gashmi. Dvarim Elokim, he says, are not Dvarim Kvuim. They're only Arai. So the Ruchni comes to the world Derech HaGashmi. That's always the Pnimius of the Gashmius. V'chein Mashiach Yoshev Medinas Edom, Mashiach is in Edom, v'nei rachman b'zeh me'od, ki udavar godom od, l'havin asibla m'zgal, d'moshman al-shom, v'ez parah v'day b'zeh. So we're marich in this, there's a lot more to say, which I'm not saying. That's the idea. Either because from Heyadir comes the Tzura, or from something very Gashmiistic, because Heyadir is always Sivas Havaya, or from something Gashmiistic, something Chomriistic, comes something Pnimi. Okay, so Siyata Dishmaya, we still have a long, long ways to go. Maharal is many, many, many Sfarim. We're Zochah to have Baruch Hashem. So we should be Zochah to continue. Hashem should give us the Koach and the Moach. Financial means Lomad Ulamid Lishmo Velasus Ulakim is called Divri Salmo Taros to be Havo. Amen, Vi Amen, Shalom, Shalom, sweetest and sincere.